You know, he records for Kama Sutra Records. He's in a pretty big band backing him up. He's got a lot of pieces. He's got two drums. Two drums will be playing at the same time. And an organist. And a bass player by the name of Billy Cox, who some of you people who remember Jimi Hendrix might find a familiar name in Billy Cox, playing bass now with Charlie Daniels. So I think that we're about ready to start the proceedings. Charlie dressed in blue with stars tonight. Doing a little tuning up here. There's a small conference going on out at the mound. Aha, here, familiar hiss. I think we're about ready to start. Oh, I see what the problem is with the organ. There's a problem with the organ. The organ doesn't quite making the right noises that it's supposed to.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I guess here they go.
Kama Sutra Records very proudly presents Charlie Daniels.
Thank you.
No, no, no. No. With us, we got Joe D. Gregorio on organ and keyboard. We got Buddy Davis on drums and Freddie Edwards on drums, Barry King on guitar, and Billy Cox on bass. And we're gonna do some picking for you. This is our new single. The last song we did was off of a new Kama Sutra album called Honey to Rock. This is a single off of that album. It's called An Easy Rider. It looks like this. Taking a trip out to L.A., tooling along in my Chevrolet. I was toking on a number and digging on the radio. And then just as I crossed that Mississippi line, I heard that highway start to whine. I knew that left rear tire was just about to go. Well, the spare was flat. I got uptight because there wasn't a filling station in sight. So I just limped on. I went as far as I could, and when I stopped the car, it was right in front of this little bar, kind of a redneck-looking joint called the Dewdrop Inn. Well, I stuffed all my hair up under my hat, went in and told the bartender that I'd had a flat, but he'd be kind enough to give me change for a one. Well, that's one thing I was sure proud to see, there wasn't a soul in the place except for him and me, and he just looked disgusted and pointed toward the telephone. Well, I called up a station down the road a ways, and he said he wasn't very busy today, and he could have somebody there in just about 10 minutes or so. He said, "Now, you just stay right where you're at," and I didn't bother to tell the darn fool that I sure as hell didn't have any place else to go. I just ordered up a beer and sat down at the bar when some guy walked in and said, "Who owns that car with the peace sign and the mag wheels and four on the floor?" Well, he looked at me and I just damn near died, and I decided that I'd just wait outside. So I laid a dollar on the bar and headed for the door. Just when I thought I was gonna get out of there with my skin, these five big dudes come strolling in with an old drunk chick and some fella with green teeth. I was almost at the door when the biggest one said, "You tip your hat to this lady, son," and when I did, all that hair fell out from underneath. Now the last thing I wanted was to get in a fight in Jackson, Mississippi on Saturday night, especially when there was six of them and only one of me. But they all started laughing and I got to feeling sick, and I knew I'd better think of something pretty quick, so I just reached out and kicked old Green Teeth right in the knee. Now he let out a yell that'd curl your hair, but before he could move, I grabbed me a chair and said, "Watch him, folks, he's a thoroughly dangerous man." Now you may not know it, but this man's a spy. He's an undercover agent for the FBI, and he's been sent down here to infiltrate the Q Club's plan. Now, he was still bent over, holding on to his knee, but everybody else was looking and listening to me, and I just laid it on thicker and heavier as I went. I said, "Would you believe this man has gone as far as tearing Wallace stickers off the bumpers of cars, and he voted for George McGovern for president?"
Well, he's a friend of them long-haired hippie-type pickle fags. I bet you he's even got a county flag tacked up on the wall inside of his garage. Why, he's a snake in the grass, I tell you guys. He may look dumb, but that's just a disguise. He's a mastermind in the ways of espionage. They all started looking really suspicious at him, and then he jumped up and said, "Now just wait a minute, Jim, you know he's lying, because I've been living here all of my life. Why, I'm a faithful follower of Brother John Birch, and I belong to the Antioch Baptist Church, and I ain't even got a garage. You can call home and ask my wife." Well, then he started saying something about the way I was dressed, but I didn't stay around to hear the rest, because I was too busy moving and hoping I didn't run out of luck. And when I hit that ground, buddy, I was making some tracks, and they were just taking my car down off the jack. So I threw the man a 20 and jumped in and fired that bull up. You know, Mario Andretti would have sure been proud of the way I was moving when I passed that crowd coming out that door and headed toward me in a trot. Well, you know, I knew I should have gone ahead and run, but somehow I just couldn't resist the fun of chasing them all just once around the parking lot. Well, they headed for their cars, but I hit the gas, and then I spun around and headed them off at the pass. I was slinging gravel and putting a ton of dust in there. Well, I had them all out there stepping and fetching like their heads were on fire and their asses were catching, but I figured I better go ahead and split before the cops got there. When I hit that road, I was really wheeling. I had gravel flying and rubber squealing, and I didn't slow down till I was almost to Arkansas. Well, I think I'm gonna reroute my trip. I wonder if anybody think I flipped if I went to L.A. via Omaha. David, what do you guys get one of my slides and bring it to me? I seem to be done lost my slide here. Thank you. That's our new single. All right. Thank you. Yeah. All right. This is Joel here on a song that's been around for quite a while. This is one of our boogie tunes called Caledonia. Two. Oh, hot bar from Don Nick's. This is y'all going down. We'll be right back. Sometime I wake up in the morning, I got a long head. Oh yeah. I look around the room and the blues all around my bed. I just get my old ex send her down to the store. I say, I'm going down there, baby, and buy me some more. That wine. Yeah. Make it all the time. Yeah. telling me, and you do a thing for drinking wine. Give you a lot of that big song. But when that big talk is done, you know a woman's a two-faced. So whereas something is gonna lead you to sing them blues, singing blues in the night. Can you hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the trestle, going wooey? My mama done show. Can you hear that lonesome whistle blowing across that trestle going ooh-ee. My mama done told me we're on a woo-ee, the woo-ee. You hear it echoing back. wherever, wherever your far wind blow. I've been to a whole lot of them big towns. I've heard a lot of big towns. This is one thing I know. Well, you know, a woman's a toothpaste. Well, there's some things that'll lead you to sing, but got the blues in the night.
This is WBCN in Boston. Broadcasting from Paul's
Mill. Brother over here plays saxophone. Brother Tatum, why don't you get you home? We're going to jam a little song here right now called Flip Flop Fly.
got it. Woo! Woo! Thank you, Jimmy. With the ball, man. All right. We sure have had a good time around here tonight. Picking and playing for you. We'll be back here at Falls Mall tomorrow night. We'd like to thank all you folks listening out on the WHMC. Yeah! Till we see you again, this will be Charlie Daniels speaking for everybody, saying good night. Thank you. We're going to close out with an old fiddle tune here. This is called Orange Blossom Special. I want y'all to get on board with me. Let's take it on up. Hey!
Charlie Daniels. Charlie Daniels has played with Mr. Bob Dylan on some albums and Elvis Presley. Now he's played for you on your radios here live from Paul's Mall. And he'll be doing it again. He'll be doing it right through Sunday night. Also, he has an album out on the Kama Sutra record label called Honey in the Rock. Next live broadcast coming up will be next Tuesday night at 11:15 p.m. We'll be doing Eddie Harris in the Jazz Workshop. I want to thank Electric Lou for his technical connections that made the sounds available for tonight, and I think with that, Joseph, it goes back to you.